Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Lee, looks like the end is coming.
Oh, they really feel
like it. There's a reason. There's a reason that they want this $500 billion in addition to the more than $1 trillion, hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrants. There's a reason that the Democrats want funding for their media, because it's not going to last any other way. And you're watching the end of a century of absolute control of the message to the American people. You look at these new ratings that have come in for CNN, Lee, and MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ratings, death spiral.
Really?
Yeah. And I it's just, look, when you feed your gullible left-wing viewers, you know, day after day of walls are closing in, Trump hoaxes, promise them every one of them is going to finish him off. I mean, man, if the New York case doesn't finish him off, if the Russia collusion investigation, if January 6th doesn't finish him off, well, then the classified documents case, that's gonna totally finish him off. And Biden's going to beat him. Wait, Kamala's going to beat him. No, it's all going to be, wait, he's president? Yeah. For the week of September 15th through the 21st, these networks who initially tried over the last 2 weeks, they failed, and then they covered it with lies, but who initially tried to black out the biggest news story, the Charlie Kirk assassination, did not go well for them. Averaging, you look at this, CNN averaging 570,000 primetime viewers. 570,000 primetime viewers. MSNBC attracted only 854,000 viewers. Let me show you what pure power looks like in the media right now. Elon Musk this morning, and something we're going to get into because it's very interesting. He's urging the cancellation of Netflix and people to cancel their subscription over pro-trans programming, right? So he puts up a post about that, urging people to just cancel their subscription and explaining why it's over this dead end paranormal park that features a transgender teenager. And a lot of demons, by the way. I don't know what is with the left and demons. I just don't know. It's them, not me. Ask them. Maybe call Democrat headquarters. Ask them what is up with the demons. But anyway, it's a really creepy show. But anyway, Elon Musk, right? Tweets, cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. And he's attacking this dead end paranormal park. Okay. That was 4 hours ago, Lee. 18 million views.
Wow.
Tell me again, I'm sorry, what's the, and it's dramatically decreased over the last year. What is the CNN primetime audience again? 570,000 viewers? Okay, cool. Elon Musk can say something and get 17 million views in 4 hours. See the problem there? MSNBC attracted an average of only 854,000. Fox News is doing much better, but they don't have a lock on the truth either, drawing an average of 2.673 million viewers. Now, throughout the total day parts, that's all the shows, 400,000 viewers. I don't even know how this stuff stays on the air. And I think you're seeing with the Democrats the recognition of we need to shut down the government in part because they want funding for all of these media outlets. They're not going to make it any other way. You want to talk about during, you know, key demo, which is your big advertising demo, 1854, CNN, MSNBC. Listen to this. Attract 58,000 for CNN and 44,000 for MSNBC during the day, total, across the whole day. Lee, honestly, that's about what we, like,
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Attract. I mean, like,
local radio station.
That's pretty much our, yeah, local. We're not national.
One radio station.
One radio station.
One upstate station.
Yeah. And we're killing it.
Yes.
We are. We're number one in the market right now.
And we thank every one of you listening.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. We really, really appreciate it. We want to keep it up. So that's the scope of the problem that they have. And they need new voters. And that's why they're throwing down here the shutdown and demanding that they get the illegal immigrant funding for healthcare. And I'm going to explain it, go into more in depth in a little bit. But on why they would do that. But this is absolutely key. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest here because the gaslighting from both sides is extreme here, okay? It's not just the Democrats. Let me tell you why. The only person I can find point blank telling you the truth right now about what is going on at the Capitol with the shutdown, I hate to say it, is John Fetterman, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, who flat out said, and I played the audio in the last segment, well, we're just passing Biden's budget again. The Democrats voted for that months ago.
it's amazing that you mentioned that. That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's a continuing resolution.
The Democrats
resolution.
Have voted against the continuing resolution yeah. that they voted for the last time. It's a John Kerry moment. We were for it before we were against it.
So, yeah, exactly. So all it is, it's Biden's budget, and they're just continuing it. They loved this, okay? They voted for it in March because it's Biden's budget. So when you've got the GOP leadership out there going, oh, Democrats trying to shut everything down because they're demanding illegal immigrant health care. They were, but this is a huge dodge for them so they don't have to tell their constituents and talk about why are you passing Biden's budget? I mean, the Democrat Party just hit a 30-year low in polling. Why are you passing Biden's budget? They don't want to answer that question. They can't answer that question. Now, what am I talking about? It's a continuing resolution, right? So you either vote it up or you vote it down. It's called a clean CR, right? But it just continues Biden's budget. 2 years ago, Lee, because it's October 1st, 2 years ago in October, Mike the Knife Johnson was elected speaker. He's been lying ever since. To get elected, he lied. He said he would do a very important thing, and it's why he was chosen. He would do 12 appropriations bills. Why? When you do appropriations bills, you can go through and cut stuff out line by line, right? You can craft the Republican plan instead of passing Biden's over and over again. 2 years ago, he said we would do that. For most of the last century, Lee, that's what Congress did every year. They sat there and they worked on appropriations bills. Have we seen one of those? No, we have not. 2 years. And we had great audio a few months ago. It was actually the beginning of the year after Trump took office as a Republican who had the courage to say, hey, I'm sitting in these committees. We're not marking up appropriations bills. We're not doing anything in these committees. So there's not even an attempt here, Lee. There's not even we had an appropriations bill, but we can't get the votes. They're not even trying. That's the Republican leadership on the Hill. And that is why Democrats have a favorability rating of 30%, but Republicans, not Trump, but the Republican Party has a favorability rating of 38. We are a whole stinking 8 points ahead of them because they suck. So what the Republican Party is doing right now, the one in Congress, not Trump, is going, well, you know, hey, look at these Democrats over here. They're shutting down government to get funding for illegal immigrants. Okay, but what are you doing? Well, they don't want to talk about what it is they just passed. Because it's Biden's budget. And there's no excuse for that. And the reason they do it, Lee, they'd rather spend big. They just want to spend big. You pass Biden's budget, create confusion, and yeah. Now, on the Democrats, I want to defend them a little, and I did this yesterday. Their logic, I've heard a lot of talk show hosts laughing at them. Ha, 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 you thought you could get funding for illegal immigrant health care out of the Republicans. Well, why wouldn't you think that? It's actually very logical. They're passing Biden's budget. Why not throw some illegal immigrant health care funding under there? I mean, heck, after Trump won, Mike the Knife was trying to fund the Global Engagement Center so they could continue defunding X and silence us all. That was what the pressure was. Global Engagement Center pressures advertisers not to advertise around conservative content. And then turns around and pressures social media not to allow conservative content. Mike had funded it. That's your Republican leadership. So don't kid yourself. And, you know, the only person here, again, Lee, that I hope that we're going to see something out of, it can't count on Republicans in Congress, okay? They're useless. They pass Biden budgets. That's what they do with their time. And believe me, they deliberately do not create appropriations bills, because if they did, they would have to cut stuff and someone might want to actually pass it. They can't even take that risk. They just pass Biden's budget. These are the people who just went on vacation so that when they got back, they didn't have to go on vacation. It's not mandatory. So that when they got back, they could be like, oh no, we're up against a deadline. Time to pass Biden's budget again for the, I don't know, umpteen time in 2 years. But at least Donald Trump saying, okay, I'm going to use the shutdown. I'm going to do the cuts, because he's won the right to do that from the courts. So maybe we'll get some cuts. I don't know. We'll see. They're all full of it. Except John Fetterman. I am not, and I'm not pleased to have to tell you that.
Yes.
I'm not. Here he is telling the truth. The only one on both sides, by the way.
It is always, always wrong to shut our government down. That is a core responsibility. I'm always going to vote against those things. And now that CR was the same CR from the Biden administration as well, too.
Right.
For me, I'm a big believer of, if you want to change the policies, win elections.
He went on to say in the interview, Lee, that, look, the Democrats all voted for in March because it's Biden's budget. If Democrats want to play smart, they'll send more people out to say that so our side will hear it. But they're not that smart, thankfully.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you remember what it felt like? Because it wasn't too long ago. It was a very distinctive feeling. I can't wait to see the responses to this on the text line. But you were a stranger in your own country. You remember that feeling? If you're listening to this show, you probably fall in that category. You were a minority and a small one under attack. Your values never shown, never seen. Nobody like you on TV. Nobody like you in commercials. Nobody like you on shows or in movies. It was constant. It was oppressive. And I've described in extreme detail how the human rights campaign, Barack Obama and the Democrats, used the strong arm of government and government bureaucracy, particularly business regulatory bureaucracy, to enforce the creation of what it turns out was a very, very, very fake cultural environment. But it felt real. Felt real to never see anyone like you. Or if you were a white male, you were being belittled. You were the dumb rube who had to have a liberal minder explain to you how things should go, whether it was a commercial or a movie. You could never be the protagonist in one of those. And it all crumbled and it's all falling apart. You know why it's falling apart? There's no more fear. There's no more fear of an SEC investigation. If you're, American Eagle, and you put a really attractive white girl in jeans, and then she says, I've got good genes. Or the announcer does. Did you see what just happened? You got to read this in the New York Post. Defiant American Eagle CEO hits back at woke mob. Why? That Sydney Sweeney ad? They added a million new customers in 2 months. Sold out of her genes that she was selling. They had to put rush orders in to manufacture more. They couldn't, they did not anticipate the demand. Now listen to what he said. You can't run from fear, said teen retailer CEO Jay Schottenstein to the Wall Street Journal. This was yesterday. We stand behind what we did. And he talks about how essentially his staff basically began to panic in the face of accusations that the brand was promoting racist and sexist tropes. And they were saying it was outright Nazism. He says he told his charges to remain calm. Just remain calm. Company stock went up by double digits. More than a million, he says, new customers. Despite the left doing its level best to cancel American Eagle, pushing eugenics and racial superiority, supposedly. Folks, they would have gotten away with this in 21-22. He says that the thing that CEOs need to do when faced with a campaign to destroy you, to cancel you like this from the left, is to simply double down. He says that his goal is to put a pair of jeans on every Tucci in the United States. And he's not backing down. He says he did keep his eye on it. He hired a firm that polled customers about the ad campaign. But it wasn't anywhere as bad as the mainstream media was making it seem. Quote, by sticking to their guns, they gained customers, Susan Cantor, CEO of Sterling Brands, a consumer branding firm, told the Wall Street Journal. This was supposed to be impossible to do. Remember what Rush Limbaugh used to say? You give in to them, they will double down and be back. You cannot. You have to tell them to pound sand. One of the most remarkable and unfathomable things I think I've seen culturally was a small thing. But after all of this swirl with American Eagle, Travis Kelce, the fiance of Taylor Swift, after all the Nazi eugenics Nazi, launched his clothing brand weeks after that. Not even bat an eye. You know, that for impossible in 2022. Impossible. And it's all changing. So I don't feel that way anymore. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like a stranger in your country right now? Because I don't. I feel like we're represented. I feel like we're not going to take their crap anymore. That doesn't mean the whole culture has to be about us or we have to dominate it like they do. We don't want to do that because they use government and fear of investigations and bureaucracy, SEC, regulatory agencies to do all that. We don't want to do that. We just want to be represented. We just want to feel like we live in a country where we're not a stranger in a strange land. Do you see what just happened on X? This is going to be fascinating to watch. Elon Musk has announced on X that he has canceled his Netflix subscription, citing concerns over this series on Netflix, Dead End Paranormal Park, which features a transgender teenage protagonist who interacts with demons. What is it with the left and these demons? It's like the creators of these shows know, oh, they say this is marketed at the left. I better put some demons in. They're going to want to see that. What that? Sorry. That's a different segment. I'm going to keep going. Creator Hamish Steele's social media comments celebrating the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in late September were the final straw, Elon Musk says. But the problem is that this cartoon that pushes transgender themes is targeted at 7-year-olds. It's got a TVY7 rating. And Musk is now. He's currently asking people to dump their Netflix subscriptions. And right now, he's sitting at 17 million views in 4 hours. This is an example of what Netflix is marketing to 7-year-olds.
It's not the park. It's me. I'm trans, Norma. And everyone at school knows, and everyone at home knows, and being... It's not the park.
It's- yeah. So he and again, marketed, it's a cartoon to 7-year-olds. And by the way, he's having this conversation. There's like a demon sitting right there chiming in right with him. Because, you know, that's normal. All right. It's on. This is how you take on the culture. It's okay to drive cancellations if you're doing it in a capitalistic way. If you're doing it as part of a debate. It's not okay to do it if you're Barack Obama, you send the human rights thugs, campaign thugs out there to intimidate companies that they'll get a low rating if they don't hire all your people and conform to all of your demands for programming. And then if you don't hire them, the regulators come after you with investigations and suits led by the government. That's not appropriate, but it's on. Oh, sorry. He's up to 20 million views since I started talking about this. That's real power. And it'll make a difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real Chuck Schumer doesn't tell the truth, but AI Chuck Schumer does. What have I told you, y'all? There is nothing that makes the left more enraged than when somebody tells the truth. They lose their damn minds. It is the one thing they cannot tolerate. And they lost their minds over this. They're pretending they're mad because it shows this AI-generated meme that Trump tweeted. They're pretending and they're mad because, you know, Hakeem Jeffries was dressed up as a Mexican racism or something like that. No, they're mad because Chuck Schumer, and this isn't the real Chuck Schumer, it's AI-generated Chuck Schumer, of course, being the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, is telling the truth here. That's why Trump posted this. He knew that the Democrats would go wild condemning it, and everybody would go watch it and find out that the Democrats are shutting down the government over their demand that illegal immigrants' health care, free health care, be restored.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
It's working. You see this on TikTok? This issue went viral on TikTok. Really, 2 days ago it started, about a day and a half ago, went wild yesterday. As people, and particularly young people, a lot of young people on TikTok, learned that what they shut down was over, that the Democrats wanted to restore free health care to 1.3 million illegal immigrant families at the cost of hundreds of billions of dollars. And people who are not political lost their damn minds. This was one of the top trending ones. She had 80,000 likes, not views, likes. That means she has millions of views on this. And I was very curious about her video, so I clicked on her on this because I wanted to find out, is this a political person? She didn't look political. I mean, she's got the, like, you know, rollers in, and she's got one of those things tied around her head, and she's just like, I don't know why anyone comes out of their bathroom and records a TikTok video, but whatever they do. And so she is talking about learning about this, and I went through her other videos to see what she normally do. She doesn't do political stuff. She does, like, street stuff. Now, I know there's a lot of bleeps in here. It took me forever to bleep this, but I want you to hear the message, because this right here, this is a key Democrat constituency. She's black and she's getting it. And the thing I want you to hear about this is killing the Democrats. The thing I want you to hear, in the white liberal Democrats' minds, because they're Marxist, they do not think about individuals. They only think of people in groups. And to them, brown and black is a group. They all think the same. They're expected to think the same. They get canceled if they don't think the same. And they're all together. So black people with black skin would clearly want brown people with brown skin to get free health care, even if they're illegal immigrants. That's how white Democrat leadership thinks, and black Democrat leadership to some extent. That is not how Americans think. I want you to notice this as I play this. It's not only powerful, it not only went viral on TikTok, it's powerful because of who she is. She is clearly black. But listen to how she identifies in here. Not the way the left identifies her as black, and not the way they want her to see herself. She identifies as an American, and she identifies illegals not as some brown people who are oppressed like me by the white man, but as other, as, wait, I'm an American. This is their worst nightmare. because they're still messaging on the other system. Well, if they're brown, if they're black, they all think the same. We'll talk to them like a grip.
Well, the Democrats want to give away $1.4 billion of free mother money to the immigrants for health care. And if not, if the other side don't agree with it, they talk about shutting down the mother government. Why the do you just fight so hard for everybody but your own mother people?
Amen.
I'm sorry. Those folks weren't supposed to be here to begin with. I don't really give two flying What about us? What about us motherfuckers who struggle to pay for health care?
Good
and
question.
Even though we pay a fortune on our mother health care, it still ain't enough. It still the ain't enough. You still got to come out of pocket. Mother dying because they can't afford health care around his. Are you kidding me? You be dying and have to be mother airlifted. You know how much that costs? I saw a lady post her bill. It was almost $60,000 mother dollars. That's what we deal with when it comes to health care. Sorry, not mother sorry. They got to fend for their self. Help us, Americans, before you worry about helping everybody else.
See, this is a problem. She identifies as American. First, not black. That's a nightmare. I mean, they have spent decades in our educational establishments trying to prevent that. And that's why I played it. Went to all the trouble to bleep it. I wanted you to hear how powerful that is. Now, let me turn it around. Because they got a problem. It's a big problem. 2 million illegals are gone. 2 million of the future voters are gone. 400,000 deported by Trump. 1.4 million took the $1,000 and a free plane ticket offer. And there's only in 250 days. They are legit terrified. So they got nothing else to offer them. It turns out there were no jobs in the Biden administration. Trump has inherited that. All the illegals have is free health care. That's all they have. Democrats have to get it back or at least be seen to be making a stand because that implies, hey, future free stuff, future health care, we're fighting for you. But they got a problem. And that's that if they telegraph to the illegals, which is what they're trying to do, hey, stay, we'll protect you in our sanctuary cities. We're going to get you the free health care. You'll have it in the future. Maybe not now, but you'll have it in the future. The problem is voters like her, the woman on TikTok, hear that message. So they're stumped. They don't know what to do. And you can hear that in this Maxine Waters clip where she wants to tell the illegals, please, please stay. She wants to telegraph that, but she doesn't want her voters to know that, yeah, we're legit shutting the government down over illegal immigrant health care. That's what we're doing. And she gets caught. And all she can do is repeat over and over again, well, we want health care for everyone. Well, so when the reporter says, okay, well, so do you not deny it that you're giving illegal immigrants health care? You want that? She won't do it. She's trapped.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans...
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody. We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, that's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No, I'm just
you're divisive.
Questions.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, that's
you're being divisive. No, please. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to save health care for all people.
See what she did there? No. See, all of you brown people are getting free health care. Yeah. Why are you upset? No. We're providing for all Americans. Well, who are all Americans? As they tell us every day on their shows, they consider illegal immigrants to be Americans. And you don't think You don't think that they consider illegal immigrants to be the most valuable kind of Americans? Well, folks, Exhibit A. Senator Chris Murphy, MSNBC, a little over a year ago, explaining to the host who the most valuable group is to Democrats. Here you go, Chris.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's impossible what she's trying to do, and she's not smart enough to do it. Tell the illegals, hey, stay, we're going to get you your free health care, but also deny that she's doing it simultaneously. Doesn't work. Got to pick one. Texter writes, Maxine Waters didn't say health care for all Americans. She said all people. Yeah, you caught that. See how they're doing that? Stop saying that we're funding illegal immigrants. Why? They won't admit there are any. Every newscast with them, it's the same thing. And you obviously could tell a memo has been sent out to the party. We are no longer going to acknowledge that illegal immigrants aren't Americans. We're going to speak of them at all times as if they are already Americans. That's what they do on everything. And that's how they've whipped these Antifa Marxist loons into total violence. Because then they can go on TV and saying, look, they're picking up Hispanic Americans and deporting them. Well, are they legally here? Well, no, they have a criminal record and a deportation order. But they're Americans. No, they're not. That's the lie. That's the con. And that's what she's doing here. She's just mad the reporter won't use her language. No, we're not funding illegal immigrants because there aren't any. What we're doing is we're funding all Americans' health care. You don't want people to die, do you? They don't care if anybody dies. Thousands have died coming here. Somewhere between a third and half of the kids, these girls coming through get raped. They don't care. They need them here to vote. They need them not leave. This is a desperation move by the Democrats. Meanwhile, Hakeem Jeffries, like he's doing the same thing. Leader of the Democrats in the House, referring to that AI video Trump put up. He won't address the content, which is that Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, wants free health care for illegal immigrants, or he's shutting down the budget, shutting down the government. He won't, they cannot, they will not address the content. So Hakeem talks about race. And again, because Trump pictured him in that AI video wearing a Mexican sombrero.
And Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me, don't cop out through a racist and fake AI video. When I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face. Say it to my face.
Racist, whatever. But notice he does not address the content of the AI video.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English. So they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Yeah, that part they didn't address. Because it's devastatingly true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.